And Jesus said to the chief priests and elders of the people, "What is your opinion? A man had two sons. He came to the first and said, 'Son, go out and work in the vineyard today.' He said in reply, 'I will not,' but afterwards changed his mind and went. The man came to the other son and gave the same order. He said in reply, 'Yes, sir,' but he did not go. Which of the two did his father's will?" And they answered, "The first." Jesus said to them, "Amen, I say to you, tax collectors and prostitutes are entering the kingdom of God before you. When John came to you in the way of righteousness, you did not believe him, but tax collectors and prostitutes did. Yet even when you saw that, you did not later change your minds and believe him." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. You know, when I was growing up, my father had many, many names for me. Most of those names I cannot repeat here. But the name he had for me, it depended on his mood. And his mood usually depended on what stupid thing I had done that day. One of his favorite names for me was Son O'Bui. What the heck does that mean? I don't know how he came up with it, but if it was a Saturday morning and I heard from the other side of the house, "Oh, Son O'Bui," the heart sank, because that meant that chores needed to be done that day. And usually it was cleaning out the garage or mowing the yard. Anybody else have that experience? And of course, "Yes, sir." And that afternoon, the yard still needed to be mowed. Years later, a few years ago, I was down home visiting the folks, and they were out for the day. I said, "Ah, this is my chance. I'm going to look good for Mom and Dad. I'm going to mow the yard." So got out the mower, mowed the whole thing. They've got a big yard. And I was so satisfied with myself, they didn't have to ask. Mom and Dad came home, and Dad said, "Well, you didn't have to do that. We pay someone to do that now." I'm sure each and every one of us can identify probably both of these sons. Times when we have said yes and not followed through. Times when we did not make a commitment, but then changed our minds. But the gospel is not about the relationship between parent and child. The gospel is about the relationship between God and all of us. Jesus asked the question at the end, "Which one did the Father's will?" And of course, we're going to say, definitely wasn't the second one who said yes and didn't follow through. So it must be the first one. But did you pay attention to how Jesus responds after the chief priests and elders respond, "Well, it was the first"? He doesn't praise the first son. Rather, he says, "Amen, I say to you. It's the tax collectors and prostitutes who heard the preaching of John and believed." The truth of the matter is that we are called to be both sons. If we praise the first one for saying no and then doing something that was expected to be done, there is a danger. And the danger is, as disciples, if we say no and then do the good on occasion, we give ourselves an out. We always have an excuse for not following through. I don't have to forgive this person because I never said I would in the first place. I don't have to be merciful to this person because I never said yes in the first place. I don't have to love my neighbor all the time because I never said yes in the first place. I don't have to be accountable as a disciple. I don't have to be responsible as a disciple. But God wants us to respond yes all the time and to follow through all the time. That's what it means to follow the Christ, to be a disciple. He offers the invitation, follow me. Yes. And we follow him. Be merciful. Yes. And we show mercy. We don't pick and choose when to show mercy. We're just merciful all the time. Be forgiving. Yes, and we forgive all the time. Love God, yes, and every moment of our lives is an expression of our love for God. Love your neighbor, yes, and at all times, not when it's easy, not when it's convenient, all times. All situations, we love our neighbor.